You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for The Source, where we find out how Bay Area places got their names.
I live in Cool Valley.
Oh, I see.
Pacific Heights.
Extremely.
San Carlos.
Well, there you are.
Daly City.
Sunnyvale.
It was done. Finished. But
El Cerrito.
Something was lacking.
Lower Haight, man.
And then it came.
Think for a minute about San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Will it ever move beyond its fame as the epicenter of the Summer of Love way back in 1967? Well, judging from its stores catering to tourists who want to remember that moment, it looks like it's going to be a long time yet. But what's behind the iconic name Haight-Ashbury? Why is it named for that particular intersection? The Ashbury part is pretty clear. It's the street right smack dab in the middle of that legendary district. But why Haight? And who was this Haight anyway? KLW's Stephen Short met someone in the Haight with some possible answers.
Meet Angus McFarlane.
My name is Angus McFarlane. I literally grew up two houses up from the intersection of Haight and Ashbury.
Which is, of course, the city's most famous intersection. Nearly 20 streets intersect Haight Street.
We pretty much know who each one of those streets is named after.
Ashbury Street, for example, is named for Monroe Ashbury. He was a member of the 1870 Park Commission that was responsible for planning Golden Gate Park. So were Mr. Cole, Stanion, and some other street names near the park. Edward Baker was a noted lawyer and a friend of Abraham Lincoln, says McFarlane.
But Haight is a mystery.
Because, well, there was a lot of Haight in early San Francisco. Or more accurately, I should say, Haights. There were two Henry Haights. One became California governor. The other, his uncle, was a banker and a county supervisor.
Another was Fletcher Haight, who was the father of Governor Haight.
See what I mean? McFarlane says Fletcher Haight can't be the namesake, though.
Because he didn't come to San Francisco until 1854, and Haight Street appeared on maps as early as 1851, so Fletcher is not a contender.
And Haight Street appeared on maps earlier than that. While McFarlane eliminated this candidate, he uncovered another Haight whose name he wanted to toss into this contest.
And I think the honor of having Haight Street named after him was a gentleman by the name of Samuel Haight.
Look up Samuel Haight today, and you'll find lots of references to an interactive gaming character who is, or was, a werewolf. Ours wasn't a creation of a computer programmer, and wasn't a werewolf, for that matter. But he did arrive with some battle-ready companions.
With about 700 soldiers who had enlisted in the army, shipped out from New York, went around the Horn, arrived in San Francisco, March 1847, to fight in the Mexican-American War.
Young Samuel settled here after the war and must have had some nice things to say about the place because his relatives soon followed, and they soon made their mark on the area.
He is the brother of Fletcher Haight, half-brother to the not-governor Henry Haight, and uncle to the governor Henry Haight.
Man, they should do this on Genealogy Roadshow. That's going to take a long time to untangle all those lines.
Records at the Society of California Pioneers identify Samuel Haight as part of the regiment command staff during his war service. Later, while living in San Francisco, he was a delegate to the California Constitutional Convention. Reason enough to earn a street name, I'd say. But McFarlane is a devoted local historian. He's contributed to the Journal of the San Francisco Museum and Historical Society, for example, and he's continually peering into the past. And guess what he found? Another Haight. But this one wasn't a father, brother, half-brother, uncle, or son to anyone.
Her name was Wealtha Haight, who was involved with the orphanage from 1853 until 1904.
The orphanage is the Protestant Orphanage Asylum. Wealtha's husband, the not Governor Henry Haight, donated the land for this facility. And Mrs. Haight was on the building committee for the grand Gothic structure, which had pleasingly scary spindles and a spooky turret poking from the roof.
You can almost imagine Dr. Frankenstein conducting experiments with his big tower waiting for the lightning bolt to strike.
If we assumed that Samuel Haight's accomplishments were reason enough to name the street for him, Wealtha Haight's commitment to its orphans should have gained her some support.
She put in 51 years involved with the welfare of children. She was on the board of managers. She died in 1906, just before the earthquake, at the age of 81.
McFarlane had hoped all along that the street was named in her honor, and a pamphlet he found at the Bancroft Library in Berkeley seems to confirm that. It was written in 1900 and titled Some Reminiscences of the San Francisco Orphan Asylum. The author is Mrs. W.A. Wealtha Haight. It says,
"It was difficult to reach the newly acquired property, as the only road was a narrow track, partly overgrown with chaparral."
What is now called the Lower Haight was so remote in the 1850s that the city hadn't even surveyed it yet. But Mrs. Haight knew people.
"My husband, being a member of the Board of Supervisors, soon had this accomplished, and out of compliment to two of the managers, Waller Street and Haight Street were named."
It went without saying that Mrs. Elizabeth Waller and Mrs. Wealtha Haight were the unnamed managers. This wasn't an example of a humble brag. It was simply the polite way for one to refer to oneself when listing one's accomplishments. This first-person account would seem to pretty well settle this question, but another neighborhood historian may find other documents that bring it into dispute once again. Personally, I'd hate to see that happen. In the Haight-Ashbury District of San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.